Jeff Berger grew up in Western Maryland in a rural community where, as far as he knew, there were no people of color and no one from another country.
I think I used to believe that people who didn't speak English were stupid. That's a horrible thing to say now. But 20 years ago, I think I probably had that thought. Then I went to Guatemala for a week. I was the stupid one.
His wife, Misa Hopkins, has also learned about discrimination. She's part Native American and has an adopted daughter who's Hispanic. Lately, she and Berger have been talking a lot about how to diffuse the kind of anger that erupted in their hometown.
How to have the conversation with my mom, who has completely different beliefs than I do, right? How to sit down with my partner. He's Republican, I'm Democrat. You know, not that Jeffrey and I are, but you know, that kind of a circumstance where you can say, how do I talk to him?
The answer might begin with more questions.
Do beliefs have me or do I have them? Did I just accept these beliefs or are they really what I think about life and how I feel about the world? Are your beliefs based in fear or love? If you have a fear-based belief, it is probably creating chaos in your life and it's making it difficult for you to communicate and to receive other people.
To convey that message, Berger, who's a musician and multimedia producer, created a video that combines powerful images of protest and hate with the song he composed.
This is the place Heather died. Gave it all to stem the tides of anger and hate racing across the land as men arrived with guns in hand. Yeah, here's where they came with rage in their hearts. Here's where they came to tear us apart. Dressed for war, spoiled for fights, waving flags righter than right in the streets of Charlottesville. In the streets of Charlottesville.
He and Hopkins also created a website, and they're working on a film and book that will share ideas from various thought leaders on how to cope when beliefs collide. They send a weekly email called the Monday Morning Motivator, a saying that promotes respect and compassion for others. Ask someone about one of their beliefs, one email suggests. Ask them what they value about it. Notice if that's something you value too. Consider just listening. There's no need to get into a dialogue or debate. Notice what happens when all you do is ask, listen, and consider. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.
Draw lines here, draw lines there, till what's left are maps of despair. Time we get all blood is red. Time we get enough's been shed. Together we can turn the page on hate, on anger, on rage. Now we choose our destiny. Unity through diversity. In the streets of Charlottesville.
In the streets of Charlottesville.
In the streets of Charlottesville.